I'm Steve Kramer with Carpenters Local 635, and I've got grit.
Welcome to another edition of Get to Know a Local Better, short segments designed to help you understand the various trades, projects, and working environments of our brothers and sisters in the 6-state Northwest Carpenters Union. Today, we'll be talking with the president of the Fightin' 635 of Meridian, Idaho, Steve Kramer. Steve will explain to us what it's like to work as a carpenter in southern Idaho and why the Treasure Valley is such a desirable location to live. If you're interested in hearing your local spotlighted on the show, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. Grit Northwest is a proud member of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. To hear more podcasts on workers' rights, labor issues, and unions, visit laborradionetwork.org. And now, on to the show. Steve Kramer, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking your time to be on Get to Know a Local Better. Steve, you're the president of the 635. What can you tell our listeners about your local?
Hey, Joe, our Carpenters Local 635 is located in Meridian, Idaho, which is a suburb of Boise, Idaho.
How many members do you have in the 635?
Right now, we currently have around 310.
Okay, and are you general carpentry, EIS?
We do have a split membership, meaning we have the majority of them exterior interior systems and then general carpenters.
Can your two crafts then, can they work on the same projects? How does that work?
Most of our general carpenters travel to outlying areas for work. And then our exterior interior systems members, of course, work the majority of the time right here in the Boise market. But our general carpenters can, if they so choose, go work on those exterior interior systems, but not many of them choose to do that.
What type of projects are they working on?
The majority of the interior systems guys work on new construction, multi-floor projects, all the way down to, with our smaller contractors, tenant improvements.
And how many apprentices approximately do you have at your training center there?
We've got currently about 30, and they're pretty awesome.
10% of your membership are apprentices, and you have, I understand, I know through PNCI, you have the Treasure Valley Training Center. And are they primarily doing the drywall or general carpentry, or is it just an even split?
No, definitely the majority of them is in the interior systems. And currently, I would say we have probably 5 or 6 general carpenter apprentices.
And what do you think some of the special challenges are working in your area? Treasure Valley sounds like a nice place to work, but what are some of the obstacles that your members face?
Definitely the carpenters having to travel to outlying areas makes it a little difficult for them. You know, with Idaho being right to work over 30 years now, it has created some challenges for our contractors in competing with the non-union contractors in the market. There's a big gap between our benefits and their benefits. So it does create some challenges there that we definitely have been doing our best to get through.
What do you say your market share is in the in your area?
You know, that's a really good question, Joe. I would say in the new construction market, we could arguably say we might have the largest contractor. We're kind of neck and neck with obviously one non-union contractor. But our largest one pushes about average of 100 members year round. So we do pretty well on the new construction. If we had to count the tenant improvements, that would, of course, be a little bit lower just because there is a number of smaller companies here that eat up that tenant improvement market.
And I've traveled through that area before, and it's beautiful. What do your members like to do as far as recreation or when they're not working?
Anyone that comes to the Treasure Valley, I would say, pretty much falls in love. We've got a ski resort in the foothills, lots of hiking, outdoor activities. We've got a great green belt that runs right through downtown with the beautiful Boise River right there. It's just an excellent outdoor activity, family atmosphere, just an all-around great place.
That sounds nice. Do you have much in the way of change of seasons? Do you get a lot of snow?
That's what a lot of people really like about Boise, Idaho, and we do have all 4 seasons here. We really get the best of all worlds.
The biggest concern you had mentioned just a few minutes ago about right to work and having that come into your state about 30 years ago when the voters put it in. What would you say one of the biggest concerns for your membership is being part of an organized labor union?
One of the main things that we're concerned with is really educating the non-union workforce what we can do if we all work together. Things here in Idaho is really what needs to be done.
So, Steve, what do your members do to get involved with the community in your area?
Well, Joe, about a year ago, we affiliated with the Boise Central Trades and Labor Council. We do a lot of community events as a union group. We do events like Adopt a Highway. Then we also do Paint the Town, where we sponsor painting the house of an elderly person in the Boise area.
Sounds like your members are involved with some good community support. Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Our guest today was Steve Kramer from the Local 635. Still haven't joined the Grit Nation? It's easy to do. Just follow the hyperlink in the show notes. You'll be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt when you do. Well, that wraps up this episode of Get to Know a Local Better. Until next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.